Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome once again to the Chelsea Podcast. I am Chaz. As ever, I have with me the magnificent Mooch. How are you, pal?
I'm good, mate. I'm good.
Excellent. That's always good to hear. We're very pleased to have back with us again from the Chelsea Supporters Trust, Mr. Mark Meehan. Mark, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, guys. Yeah, thanks for inviting me on. Thanks for everybody for listening in.
Yeah, it's very good to have you back. We are, of course, talking about our upcoming game against City on Saturday afternoon. Yeah, always a bit of a worry. is it going to be Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde this week, gents? Are we going to see the Chelsea we saw against Villa and in patches against Palace, or is it going to be back to the Chelsea we saw against Wolves? Mark, what do you reckon?
I think it's probably more Villa, purely and simply by the opponents we are playing. We seem to play better as a side this season against the better teams. We have more space to play with, and I think that's the one guarantee you will get against Man City. You won't see, or you won't even read or hear words like low block appearing in any journalist post-match report, unless we choose to do it. It's a really difficult game to sort of think about, because it's a week before the Carabao Cup final. So you're saying, well, you want to have a good performance. So who would you rather play? Would you rather play Burnley at home or Bournemouth at home or Brentford at home the week before the Carabao, with the risk of the low block being a frustrated afternoon and we go into it really negatively, or play up against a rampant Manchester City who are just very good? But me, I'd rather have that. I'd rather have a competitive game, a tough game that is Man City, than us play against sort of like one of the teams further down the Premier League. Because, as I said, this is just a strange season.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
many will go into it thinking, "Oh, we'll get nothing out of it. Anything's a bonus."
Yeah,
it'd just be just absolutely typical Chelsea to go to Man City and get a result, because they are in such a rich reign of form at the moment. Is it, what, 10 straight wins on the bounce? Yeah. And the way the football psyche works, no team goes forever winning a phenomenal amount of games in a row. Runs come to an end. That's just how football works. Because if it didn't, teams would win 38 games during the course of the season, not get out of cups and win the quadruple, and no one's ever done that. So at some point, that winning run of Man City's will come to an end.
Yeah, I mean,
and we're just the type of team to bring it to
Yeah,
end.
Absolutely. We are one of those sort of mercurial teams who could inflict that upon them, you know, not least perhaps because we won't necessarily play a low block against them. We'll defend, but we'll, you know, we'll then we really will try and hit them on the break, and we won't, you know, we will maybe try and play them at their own game a little bit, given that the space they're likely to give us behind. I mean, it's a very good point that you make about it being, you're right, one of those games, you know, one of those games that we expect to win, but actually it's either a bloody hard graft or, in fact, we don't win it. That might be, you know, that might not be what the team needs the week before the cup final. And it's better to have to be playing someone who we're not expected to beat, but we could go out, you know, especially based on what we saw at the Bridge in November, we could go out and give them a bit of a shock. I mean, Mitch, do you see us getting anything out of this one? It is going to be clearly a different game than the one in November. I felt we were a little bit unlucky in that, but I think this is a very different game. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm confident we'll get beaten and then we'll do the business against Liverpool, and I prefer it in that way. I prefer that we maybe, as long as we don't get embarrassed, I don't care. This is a warm-up for our cup game. This is how I see it. All the Premier League, we're not going to get to the European stages through the Premier. We just got to use it as training for the two cup runs that we're on. And I'm just talking myself out of disappointment by lowering everyone's expectations, because this City side look horrible. Horrible to play.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's that game, although our front six wasn't too different, our back five, if you include the keeper, there's only one of them who's fully fit.
What, from the last game against when we
I mean, we had there'll be no
Reece James.
I take it that, yeah, there'll be no Reece James, no Sanchez, no Cucurella, obviously, and presumably no Thiago Silva. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? It may not be. I mean, it looks like it will be Gusto, De Zerzi, I'm guessing Colwill, unless Badia Shield's back, and Ben Chilwell. So it's by no means disastrous. What do we feel?
I think it's a strong team. I think it's just, well, it's a strong back four, as strong as we've got. Obviously, Gusto's playing well. Chile is our main left back. Colwill, it's the type of game he can really do some damage in. I hope, hopefully, in a positive way, like against them,
not get himself booked again.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
You said that he took a nut marker in the main pod. So,
Silver out. I don't know why Silver wouldn't play this game.
Well, he came off, didn't he? He overstretched in getting to against Palace and getting to a block. He was trying to block a ball into the penalty box and overstretched and had to come off. So I'm assuming he won't be back, but I could be wrong about that. I could be wrong. I mean, you mentioned, Mark, that City are on a roll. It's 11 straight wins in all competitions now after last night. They haven't lost since 6th of December. Erling Haaland is back.
Great.
Are there any weaknesses? Where can you see anywhere that we can, anything that we can exploit? I mean, as you've already said, they clearly will. Skillful laughter. They clearly will come. Yeah. They will, you know, leave a bit of space behind.
Maybe financial fair play will catch up to them in the next 4 or 5 days.
By 5:30. Yeah. There's any justice in football. Let's look at it. Realistically, I don't think there'll be any weaknesses because you've got this massive gap now in the Champions League, and they got the hard game out of the way last night. They won out in Copenhagen, and they put a strong team out. I think if they were having then a follow-up game during the week in the Champions League, they might have put a weakened side out against the Saturday for Man City, but still a strong side. But it'd be a little bit weaker, but it'll still be a very good team. The fact that they've got a comfortable lead now, they don't play, I think, the next return game until about a month's time. I know they've got a league game, Brentford, you know, on Tuesday. So I think this will be a very, very strong City side that plays against us on Saturday. they'll use this time before another Champions League game to carry on their form in the league. And it's a tricky one, because if you ask me, what would you rather, Mark, get a result against Man City and not win the Carabao? I'm going to say, I'll forfeit the Man City game if it guarantees us winning the Carabao Cup next week. And I think most Chelsea fans would do exactly the same. No one's going to say, no, I'd rather win against Manchester City to help us get up the league.
I mean, that's it. Especially where we are in the league. It would be different if we were kind of knocking on the door of...
If we were pushing for Champions League spot, sure. We ain't going to get Champions League. Forget that. And I actually don't want it, to be honest. No. I'd quite like to go in the Conference League, because it's the only European competition we've not played in. And I like the idea of we've won it all in a year's time. If we went and won that. And the finals in Warsaw, which would be fantastic as well. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm all for the European Conference League. I'm a convert. Go and win it. So, yes, there's no weak points in the City side. I think our only hope would be, yes, they are an attacking side. We exploit the space behind if they do, and score first. I think if we have any sort of chance of getting a result up at the Etihad, we have to score first. I think that's going to be really, really important, because this is a good side. And it'll be interesting to see how they respond to being behind. Once they're ahead, they usually go up into a different gear, and one becomes two, becomes three, becomes four. Let's see how they respond if we got a first goal.
Yeah. I mean, the only small crumbs of comfort I can offer are that Gvardiol is out, and I suppose he's been a first-choice centre-back for them. I mean, clearly they can replace him. There's numerous options, but he scored for them at the Bridge. Jack Grealish was injured last night, but he's not, in the main, he's not been starting anyway. And, you know, they brought Doku on, who's obviously a pretty good replacement anyway. But also Bernardo Silva, who is... you know, who is a fantastic player, and I think really does help make them tick. He took a bad knock, so I suspect he might not be risked on Saturday afternoon. I could be wrong. I also tend to feel that their keeper's not quite. I think he sort of. I mean, he earns his living, but he doesn't really. To me. I think he's a slight weak link. So I hope we at least get some shots off. I hope we do, have some scope for some attacking play. And on that point, are you anticipating any changes in the starting lineup from the Palace game, Mark? I mean, Madueke came off at the end of the first half.
From the Chelsea point of view,
Do you think he'll? Does it look likely that Sterling might come back, or what do you think?
I think it depends on sort of like. No, I don't know if Sterling come back. I think it really will depend on sort of fitness, and obviously fitness with, shall we say, Wembley in mind the following week. I don't think Pochettino, if there's players he wants to start at Wembley, and they might be carrying on off to some gun, and I think Silva probably would play at Wembley. Baddie Shield's out for a month, so I think Silva will play at Wembley. So if Silva's in any doubt, I think he probably would rest him, barring Colwell's fit, and he'll play at Wembley. I don't think Madueke will start.
No.
He didn't, as I said, he didn't have a particularly good game the other night. And it could be but somewhere near the side that finished the other night might start the game. And that will then sort of take a viewpoint at sort of like, which substitution becomes the key point, and we start with that 11. So I think if you're looking at the side, obviously the goalkeeper I think picks himself. Gusto, I don't know. He went off with a knock. I don't know how serious that is, or that was just precautionary. You would say Gusto would start. You'd say Desargi would start. It's going to be Colwell or Silva. I think that's no surprise there. It will be Chilwell. It will be Casado, Fernandez, Gallagher. And then the unknown part is the front three. Mm. And as I said earlier, if it was me, and I've given up trying to predict Pochettino teams because he's just always throws a curveball in, I would play Palmer as the 10. And as I said earlier, I'd play Jackson and Nkunku up top. I think they've not had many minutes together this season, and certainly they're not had many minutes together on the pitch at the same time since Nkunku's come back from injury and Jackson's come back from the African Nations. That's my team.
I think I can't differ from that, but I feel more confident in that that will be the team, because it's a different proposition than Palace. I think, you know, getting Palmer back onto his more natural right-hand side. Jackson, stay there on the wing, make those runs. And Nkunku being that little spark up front. And Connor, hopefully, making it four goals in three games. And I don't think the midfield changes. I think Enzo and Caicedo are there. Chile, Levi, Disasi, and Gusto, and Petrovic in goal. I don't think.
I mean that 2-1-3-4 does put a lot of onus on the fullbacks to get forward a lot, to give us any kind of width. I appreciate Jackson will go out wide. I appreciate Cole will go out wide if he needs to. That would be my only question about that. But other than that, I think that's a very good lineup. Something we didn't mention and we'll just touch on very quickly here, didn't mention in the main pod, but of course, Mudryk has been an unused sub in the last two games. Just a very quick one. I don't expect him to play a part here. Certainly don't expect him to start. He may get on. He may get some minutes before the end. Is he out of the frame now? How does he play himself back in, particularly now that we're giving Jackson starts on the left? You know, he's really got Jackson ahead of him. He's got Sterling when Sterling plays on the left and Palmer plays on the right ahead of him. Do you see any route back into the team for him at all? Just very quickly.
Yeah, loads. He's a quality player. He's got raw talent. Players will have dips in form. And, you know, it's up to them to work hard on the training ground. And when you're given your opportunity to get back into the team, when we're, you know, in the Europa League conference or whatever next year, you'll have plenty of games to be banging them in on the road to Warsaw. So I'm not worried about it. I'm glad that we've got players who are keeping him out of that starting lineup.
Absolutely.
And there is more competition there. And it's not, we're going to have to stick him on and he's... devoid of all confidence.
Good answer and the right answer. We'll leave that there if you don't mind, Mark. We'll move on to.
I would disagree. Football is like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
He could break into the team coming off the bench. Player goes off injured. He scores a goal. It wins a crew. He could come on at Wembley next week, score the winning goal. Changes everything.
Absolutely. And you know, I didn't want to sound. I was putting the case, but I don't want to be too dismissive of him. I do think he's got, you know, a future with the club, what have you. Okay, gents, let's put our thinking caps on, put you on the spot. Let's do predictions. Mark, you'll remember that we allow you to do a head and a heart prediction, or you may just want to do one, whatever that is.
I think my head would say... if we get out of there with a low scoring defeat, I don't think people would be in the least bit surprised. I think my heart would say, because I don't like going against Chelsea, my heart would say, wouldn't it be great if we could just either nick a draw or just like nick a 1-0 victory? It would be absolutely fantastic.
No.
But I have a dilemma as well, because actually I have no issue at Man City.
No.
I don't think we'd go on. I like them. I've always... said for many years, and those battles in the second division, they are the Chelsea of the North, or we're the Man City of the South. Always got on well with Man City fans. No real disharmony. Got no real issue with them winning the league, and I'd have a real issue with some of the other teams at the top part of the table at this present moment in time winning the league. So, yeah, some of it I'm not even thinking about. So. For me, you look at that top five or six, I'm only comfortable with Aston Villa or Man City win the league. No one else.
Pretty much me too. I mean, if Arsenal were to win it, I've got some very nice Arsenal mates. It wouldn't be the absolute end of the world, but I wouldn't like it. So yeah, I'm all right with City, and I'm also all right with Villa. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like Villa will
are going to manage that. I'm not all right with it, but it's happening. No, it's kind of it's like death. Yeah. It's inevitable. Do you know what I mean? Like it's gonna.
It's a lesser evil.
Yeah.
So, what about your prediction, Mooch?
Death. it's going to be...
Well, it's inevitable.
Yeah, inevitably, I don't think we're going to win this game. My head says we're going to lose 2-0. My heart says we're going to have another 4-4 goal fiesta like we did at the Bridge, but we're not. I just don't want to get embarrassed or have the confidence knocked out of ourselves too much before the final. I think Poch is will combat Pep, and I think it shouldn't be too embarrassing, but I don't think we're going to win.
Well, I'm going to look. You know, I would take a loss if nobody got injured. We all got off the pitch, and everyone was sort of, and as you say, we didn't embarrass ourselves, but. I'm going to be the Heidi and be the ever kind of optimistic one of the group today and say that we're going to draw 2-2. There we go. Nice and precise.
Well done, Chaz.
Thank you very much. Gents, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you this evening. If you are going to the game, Mark, thanks so much again for joining us. If you're going to the game, folks, on Saturday afternoon, enjoy yourselves. Keep the blue flag flying high. We'll speak to you again very soon.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.